My position is that the fight against corruption is something that must be taken seriously. And I think it is now unanimously recognized that institutional reform is mandatory. And indeed, in the context of new constitutional dispensation, is already provided that within 6 months of the coming into force of the constitution, the current holder of the office of the Chief Justice will have to vacate office, as indeed must the holder of the office of the Attorney General, who must be within 1 year. And in addition to that, even the institution of the judiciary must be vetted, and men and women occupying it must be men and women who have been totally vetted, and even the police force. I agree with the sentiments of the U.S. ambassador that institutional reform is critical to the long-term health of the nation, so that the nation can turn the corner, so to speak.
Professor Lumumba, there have been accusations and allegations that some ministers, supposedly untouchable, are still in government. Despite these allegations, they are not stepping aside, so to speak. How is your organization following leads to ensure a thorough investigation and ascertain what really happened?
The truth be told is that our organization is in the process of investigating several individuals, including high-ranking individuals in the government of the Republic of Kenya, based on complaints made to us by members of the public and institution. But as an investigation body, it is not within our remit to require people to resign. That is the political culture that must be inculcated in Kenya, that people take political responsibility. Unfortunately, the history of our country has been such as not to give to create an environment where people take political responsibility. But going forward, I hope that the new democratic dispensation, particularly the new constitution that gives pride of place to issues of integrity and leadership, will see individuals resign, not step aside, they are mentioned in matters relating to impropriety, as a matter of political responsibility rather than criminal culpability.
Professor Lumumba, with this statement coming from the U.S. top envoy in Kenya, does this necessarily boost your organization's ability to carry the fight to these individuals who are supposedly called the untouchables in Kenya's politics?
I believe so. I believe that statements, not only from the U.S. ambassador, but friends of goodwill, and even Kenyans in the streets, does give impetus to the fight against corruption. Because one of the things that must be recognized is that the country will not realize its potential unless the fight against corruption is given the kind of prominence that it deserves. Because if we run an environment which is riddled with corruption, no investor will come to Kenya. And I believe the friends of goodwill, who are motivated by the interests of the country, are welcome when they make statements which will help this country realize its potential. I can say in one sentence that such statements are welcome and must be embraced, even when they cost pain.
What would be your message to Kenyans, reassuring them that the organization will do everything in its power to ensure the society is clean?
My message to Kenyans is that all Kenyans must be involved in the fight against corruption. Each individual must take a solemn vow and say that they will not participate in corruption, they will not support individuals who participate in corruption, they will not elect individuals who are with corruption. They will do what is in their power. In the words of a great American lady, Eleanor Roosevelt, this is not the time to condemn darkness. It is the time to light the moral candle, to ensure that light subdues darkness in the fight against corruption.